minds of God and of life are very different.
就当我们的心思这样的一个光景改变的时候，我们关乎于神，关乎于环境，且我们的看法就会改变。
It's more than just our thoughts are changed, but the whole atmosphere of our thinking is different.
所以不光是讲到我们的心思变化，而是我们所看的一我们所处的状态，所看的一切事情，就会有很大的不一样。
Paragraph J.
J 这一段。
In Romans 8:7, the carnal mind is at war against God.
罗马书八章七节讲到说，体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇。
The carnal mind is not—it's not an innocent part of our of our human experience.
所以呢，就是我们讲到说，一个体贴肉体的一个肉体的想法，并不是一个好像一个很天真，好像没有威胁的这样的一部分而已。
Or I mean to say, it's not harmless.
所以它并不是一个没有不具伤害性的。
Well, we're just going to think dark thoughts for a little while. That's no big deal. It's just thoughts anyway.
这只不过是个思想，所以我们偶尔想想黑暗的事情，没有什么了不得的。
Some people are very casual and they don't pay much attention to the idea of giving themselves to dark thinking.
那很多人就是不以为意，所以他觉得他偶尔去想想负面黑暗的思想没有什么关系。
The carnal mind is at has declared war on our relationship with God.
但经文讲到说，这个属那个体贴肉体的思想，事实上是跟圣灵为敌的。
And we must declare war back upon it by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们应该经由圣灵呢，向我们这个属肉体的思想应该来宣战。
It is not harmless and just kind of because it's private, it doesn't hurt anybody else.
它并不是一个好像不具伤害性，因为这属于你个人的，你好像也不妨碍到别人。
The carnal mind or dark thinking shuts down our relationship, or it hinders our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
就说你一个负面的思想，一个属肉体的思想，事实上呢，就拦阻我们跟圣灵当中的相交。
So we really want to come under the Holy Spirit's leadership, we want to come under His leadership, so our mind is renewed.
所以我们很需要就是能够来按照圣灵而行，被他来引导，以致我们的心思能够被更换。
Paragraph K.
我们看 K 这一段。
We cultivate our friendship with the Spirit.
我们需要来培育我们跟圣灵的关系。
This is review from last night.
这也是昨天晚上有提到的。
We must be careful not to quench him or to grieve him.
我们要很留意，不要去消灭他的感动，也不要使他担忧。
We want to value or prize or greatly esteem the Holy Spirit's promptings in our heart.
所以我们对于圣灵在我们心中的那样的一个催促，那样感动，我们要非常的看重，很留神。
Jesus described our relationship with Him.
所以，耶稣是这样子来描述我们跟他的关系。
Now this can only happen by the Holy Spirit living in us.
而当这个事情能够发生，唯独是当圣灵居住在我们里面。
He told the disciples,
他告诉
abide in me, and I will abide in you.
耶稣这边告诉他的。